This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Daphne, at the moment you're recovering from foot surgery, and I know there's a lot going on with that as you recover, but you're also processing something else that happened in the lead up to the surgery, a gift that somebody gave you.
Yes. So the surgery I required needed to be done by a podiatric surgeon, which mm-hmm. is not covered by Medicare mm-hmm. for both my feet. And the surgeon actually discounted the cost of the surgery, which came to $11,000. But the biggest gift was a couple offered to pay for my surgery and in fact insisted that God had put it on their heart that they needed to do this.
The whole $11,000?
Yeah.
Wow, Daphne, no wonder you're trying to process that. I'm trying to process that. As you tell me, that is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I still can't fathom it.
That's such an amazing example of God working through other people in our lives. And mm-hmm. I know, Daphne, that you're someone who's noticed this before in your life. You've noticed the way God has worked through others.
I've had a lot happen. And a couple of years ago, I had a nervous breakdown and was very, very, very mentally unwell, in and out of hospital and at my lowest of lows. And I was feeling very forgotten by God, that he had, you know, why is there always one thing after the other since I was a kid? Mm. And at the same time, I was feeling really hurt that none of my family were there or people that I considered my close friends. And somebody said to me that I needed to look at who God was putting in my life at that time to care for me instead of who I was wanting to be there.
That's some pretty good advice.
Yeah.
And you were able to hear that at the time, Daphne, because as you just said, you were going through a lot. Your mental health sounds like, you know, it was in real trouble. But you were able to hear that advice.
I did. And the only thing I can put it down to was that God was making me hear that. And that God was speaking through that person, because it really hit me. And it's just something I've really tried to focus on since.
And what kind of difference then has it made to your life, Daphne, by taking that kind of advice on board, listening to God, as you just said?
I guess I don't focus anymore on the people that I expect to be there for me. I'm no longer hurt by that. And I'm looking more at the people who have been caring for us, whether it's been through meals or helping us with our kids. We've got three kids too who have special needs, so we've needed help often with them, particularly when I've been in and out of hospital. Yeah, recently my daughter had a major surgery, and then my father-in-law died, and then this has happened with my surgery.
Yes.
And so for the last 3 months, just little things like people from our church mainly, they're just dropping meals around or checking in on us, and it's something I'm not used to. But something I'm learning to accept, and I can see that that has to be from God. Like, whether he keeps getting my attention through these difficult things, he's really showing me that he is caring for me still despite all the challenges. And I've got an amazing medical team behind me. Like, I absolutely love my psychiatrist. I speak to him every 3 weeks. He now bulk bills me because he sees the struggle we go through and he's not a Christian, but he's really interested in hearing what people at our church have been doing for us.
Is he?
And we're one of the younger families there. They're all mostly older families. So it's still blowing me away. I'm still trying to...
Sounds like you're a bit lost for words.
I think so. I can't see anything else other than it has to be from God to be so provided, well provided for. When you focus on what positive there is.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.